He said, hey, man, I'm not one to be played with, man. Don't be playing with me like that.
I had to go there. And I didn't. I'm trying to avoid it at all costs. I'm trying to avoid to be the real three of these people establishment.
He's dying.
And he ain't make it worse. He laughing. Ah-ha, she laughing. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
Guess what?
What?
If you know like I know, top of the Mookie's bell.
Hey,
I've been getting better at my vocals. It's like I've been practicing every time we do an episode.
Crazy, man. It's because it's repetition, brother. It leads to goddamn hyperventilation.
Okay, I didn't know where he's going. For a second, look like you caught up a little bit. But you know what? I feel like I can hit the studio now, DC. I'm in the studio,
it's about
brother.
That time.
Yeah, it's about time.
They always asking like, man, you don't get Slim on the song with you?
They be doing that
all the time.
I might gotta drop me a hot 16.
Might as well.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Drop that Top of the Mook album, man. The Top of the Mook.
Hey, through the grace of God, I haven't tackled a hurdle that I haven't been able to just knock out the motherfucking ballpark yet. You know what I'm saying?
So,
there's never been an obstacle I ain't been able to jump over or a hurdle.
Come on, man. Talk to him. What else, brother?
Hey, brother, I'm a jack of all trades, man.
Come on, man. What else, man?
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. That's it.
Well, hey, damn, that was a lot.
That's it. But come on, man. It's like 6, 7 in the morning, man.
That is true. But don't get no time stamps of what
Breakfast Club shit at 6 a.m. A lot of people fail to realize that.
That
you
is.
You know what I'm saying? That's why they be most, looking. Yeah. They have the book, eyes of the book. The book
big
is
big time.
The
they be coming late every time.
Yeah.
That early morning is when you want to give it to the month.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to radio, podcasts. People like to drive to them. They like to work out to them. So the big go-getters, they wake up 5 in the morning to go work out. Wake up 5 in the morning, jump in the car, go to work. So
you got to follow the blueprint of the go-getters and the big steppers because we the biggest steppers.
And we supplying y'all with unlimited content. And nobody dropping content in podcasts like us. We doing it like us a morning
dropping
radio.
It every day.
Every day for the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down and sideways, too. If you want to get extracurricular, we can handle that, too.
And speaking of extracurricular, we was just doing some extracurricular shit that we about to get into just the other day when we was out handling business. You know what I'm saying?
Big business. Speaking of business.
But before, there we go. Go talk to him, Trio.
Speaking of business.
Speaking of it. Since we're on the topic of it.
Speaking of business.
Let's blow this whole motherfucker up.
Make sure you hit us up at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com. You got any promotions, you want any partnerships, you want a product placement, make sure, shout outs, whatever. Make sure you instantly email me at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com. I'll get back to you ASAP. Thanks. Or DM me directly at Mr. Organic on Instagram, link below in the description. Organic with a K-M-R straight across. Don't put no extracurriculars on that motherfucker. Or you could DM my guy, Tall Guy Car Reviews. He replied back to DMs now.
Yeah, so absolutely.
If you want him to tell somebody happy birthday or something like that, he'll do that for you. He's that nice of a guy. He's that nice of a dude, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? You just want to call him and just talk to him or like FaceTime through Instagram, he's going
to
pick it up.
Or I say, or I forward the email to my manager.
You know what
I'm saying? My manager, he got access to my emails too.
He's having that business.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's where we're going right now, man. So if you want to, you know, do business with Top of the Mook, you know, while you 100%. Can early, it's like getting into Amazon, Google. You know what I'm saying? When Jeff Bezos was in that basement, he asked his mom for that extra bread to invest in the campaign. So,
or Apple with Steve Jobs.
Hey, we're giving you an opportunity. That's all we're going to give you after that. Fuck you.
Yeah. What more can you ask for, though?
Hey,
the opportunity is priceless.
It's priceless, man.
100%.
Somebody show you the door. Do they got to open it for you? God damn.
Facts. I mean, because the people that inspired and motivated me, if they had the opportunity, I'm definitely tapping in.
Oh, every time.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely, if I feel like I got something to offer that I can really propel and then do it under the people that inspired and motivated me, I'm definitely doing it.
No question about it, baby.
Now that we talked about that business, let's talk about the next business. Cause we got
Top
some,
of the Mook.
Ooh, we got some big business a booming.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
it's a booming.
yeah, it's big, goddamn.
And it's definitely behind
Watch
the scenes.
Out. Oh, yeah. So you just stay tuned what we got brewing and growing, man. You know, especially just with the empire that we're building, man.
Yeah.
I don't want y'all to not understand when it happens that we didn't want
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
That's all I got to tell you, man. But other than that, man, hey, what episode is this?
Episode 83.
83. Episode 83. We just went to time and shit. I don't know how we got here. We just on 48 and shit. But hey, welcome back. But episode 49, we still alive with Divine. Damn, we 49 episodes in. We supposed to have been at over motherfucking 2,000 episodes. We had big breaks in between. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, man.
Yeah, man. Season 3 nonetheless, man. Season 4 coming too.
And yeah, season 4 5
and episode and so on and so on and so on. And
unlimited supply of the seasons.
Yeah. Indefinite of seasons.
Oh yeah, for
indefinite
sure.
And with the understandings, because you got to think, bro. Ain't nothing that we can't talk about. Ain't nothing. And this is the beautiful thing about what we do on this podcast, right? Is this is what me and 3 do every day anyway. We do it before the podcast.
Yep.
We do it after the podcast.
Yep.
We do it when there was no podcast.
Yep.
We were the podcast when there was no podcast.
Yep. So this is just normal shit. So
yeah.
It's actually just a therapeutic that we get to talk on the mic. Facts. And bless y'all with it. I'm really just letting y'all answer some legendary shit. So
yeah.
Guess what? Y'all welcome. Thank me later.
Damn, black man gargoyle.
On your bitch ass, man.
One of the ones.
All right. So topic of the day. I don't know where we're going to start, man. I know yesterday we went to the Aston Martin event. That was legendary. Shout out, what's it, Gaplin, Gooplin, how you say it?
Gaplin.
Gaplin. Yeah. Gaplin Aston Martin.
Yep.
It's a funny experience.
In Van Nuys.
In Van Nuys is what it is?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because we went there before, and that's actually why, like, we stopped doing car reviews. The motherfucker was acting funny that one time.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
That, yep. It was a guy there that was there before, whatever, that was like.
Should I say his name?
Well, nah, don't do that. Because okay. He might be coming back to life if you do that.
Just playing.
But yeah, one of us acting funny one time. We was going there, you know what I'm saying, and doing reviews. It was just crazy because it's like, huh?
They didn't understand the vision.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it is when we came back, we got invited to this,
Shout out to my nigga Boogie.
Shout out to Boogie, man. Yeah, he invited us to this event, big dope F1 event. You know what I'm saying? Good foods and all that. Yeah. Goddamn Starbucks.
All the supplements.
Big
time. Most of the top level tequilas and understandings.
Yeah, I felt like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
Mr. Organic had a couple shots.
I did, man. A couple shots of goddamn espresso.
He was in there organically drunk off his own energy.
I sure was. I was sponsoring sure he up through the roof, man. You know, propaganda was laid upon the land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a dope experience. And then, like I said, I thought the guy was there because he kind of looked similar to the same dude that was pissed us off, right?
Yeah.
So this whole time, I'm keeping my distance from this dude. I swear to God, I was.
Yeah.
The whole time, I didn't want to go.
He was, too.
I kept, every time he come my way, I go the other way. He look at me, I turn my head, go this way. I'm like, I ain't talking to this nigga. He played.
Because they do look similar.
Right.
Yeah.
So we
kind
go
of.
Out.
And we ain't seen him in years, so they probably don't look similar at all.
Yeah.
But we ain't seen the dude in years.
I thought it was him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was a sales consultant, too.
Right.
So, yeah, it was, and we ran him. He didn't give us an understanding. And he was actually in the vlog when I put that on my channel. And on that channel, if you go, you type in a video, it says, why I don't do car views no more. That was when I was fully in LA and we was at that dealership. Thanks. And we explained it all and we broke it down for you in that video. So, if you want to watch that video, go watch that video on my channel. But we thought that was that dude. So, the whole time, 3's avoided him.
Yeah.
Right? Not going around him. And then I had a really bid. I said, and then I found out. It's not, and I had to keep it funky. You know, I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah, you went crazy.
So I said, hey, man, listen, last time I was up here, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Y'all seem like cool people, but I got really rubbed the wrong way. I don't know if that's you.
Right.
He said, no, I know exactly who you're talking about. And I still had his contact number in my phone.
Right.
So I said, hey, this, he was like, no, he not here no more.
Wow.
And then that's when 3 started to walk by. I said, hey, 3, remember this? That's not him.
Oh, boy.
He said, yeah, I definitely thought it was him. Then tell him what you said.
I said, yeah, I thought that was you, dude. I thought you were the dude that pissed us off. So that's why I was avoiding you. Nigga, I hated Aston Martin from then on. I stopped watching motherfucking 007.
Just because of him.
I ain't watched no more James Bond movies and nothing, nigga, just because of you. I'm like, I hate Aston Martin. So every time I talked about Aston Martin, I want to put some shit on it. I just talk crazy about him. Just because of you forever playing with us. But that wasn't you. So, hey, brother, how you doing today? You
so now, after meeting the new GM, the new sales consultant,
oh, man.
And top level plugs and understanding, how you feel about Aston now?
Man, I like Aston Martin. I'm thinking about getting a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. You
think about
me.
Getting a few Aston Martins to go.
I didn't know you was going to tell them that, but okay.
I've been thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? Because they got that new SUV, Aston Martin. I never thought it was too crazy until I saw the ones they had there.
Yeah.
In person, the interior, the outsides, and then they got the new one they dropping with 707 horsepower.
Yeah, 100%.
That's faster than the Urus.
Yep. And you know what's crazy? Out of all the Aston Martin, we've been to a lot of Aston Martin dealerships, right?
For sure.
I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not just saying it because we rock with them now. When I first went there the first time, they had a good inventory. They had a good collection. Then they got a whole warehouse with some more understandings.
Oh,
with the most
warehouse is crazy.
Top level of million-dollar cars.
I dropped my vlog already. Y'all go check that out.
Yep, definitely. On Mr. Organic's YouTube channel. Yep. Tap in, man. The link's in the description. But, yeah, so I rocked with it the first time. I just didn't rock with the people.
Right.
And if you don't rock with the people, it's hard to rock with the product.
Yeah, nothing matters.
So the thing is, at the end of it, you'll respect the product, though. It's million-dollar whips. You're going to respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the thing is, though.
Tight week.
For sure. But the thing is, this time, it hit different. You know what I'm saying? And the inventory was still just as legendary, if not better.
Right.
I should actually say way better because the reason why I think this is the best Aston Martin dealership, and I'm not saying this, we ain't getting paid to say it.
Right, none yet. At all.
I'll let my brother, hold on, my little brother, man. We got to tell him to hit him back. But, so give y'all some understanding. My little brother, Robert Barrett, look. Yo.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
This is a free call from
Robert Barrett.
So I got to tell my little brother I got to hit him back because I'm doing a podcast. I'm giving y'all the real right now. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, no, they inventory, they interior on the whips. I just got to make sure my brother's straight.
Yeah,
y'all, pardon me.
You never know.
Thank you for using GTL.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, bro?
What's going on with you, brother? How you feeling?
Man, I'm all right, man. I'm chilling.
Okay.
Water.
Okay, you cool?
Lock in only 5 minutes. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, you said you got lock in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everything straight? I got you on the podcast because I'm shooting a podcast right now so the people can hear you if you want to say anything to the peoples.
Oh, man, I ain't on too much of nothing, man.
Okay. Tell him that J-Pay, man.
Man. Barry, you know same last name, 255-957. Get up with
me. Oh, yeah, you already know. You got.
I ain't on too much of nothing.
Tell him to see some shots and some pictures, man, for all the hoes out there.
That back shot, man. Show that man, rabbit. Listen, show that man, rabbit hole.
I'm just trying to chop it. That's it.
Okay, all right. Well,
you know how about nobody. You know what I'm talking about?
100%, man. Make sure y'all tap in with my brother, man. I'll put all his information in the description below. Make sure y'all tap in with him. I had to answer, bro, because, one, I usually can't catch the call if I'm doing something, but I had to, you know, share it with the people, let the people know you in there. I talk about you often.
For sure.
So, you know, I wanted them to show some love to you.
That's cool, bro. I ain't take care of your business. I was just calling to check on you. That's it.
All right, for sure. Hit me whenever you get free time again, all right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, love you, bro.
All right, love you too, man.
All right.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
From the seed, from the seed.
You already know. Yep. But yeah, so make sure y'all tap in with my brother. I put all his information in the description, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he gave y'all the OID number, so make sure y'all don't miss it. You know what I'm saying? And tap in with him, show him love.
Yeah, definitely do that.
But I was saying the interior over there, Aston and Gaplin.
Different.
Their interior's different. And that's, I like the way they spec it out better than any other Aston Martin dealership that we've been to.
They put that feng shui with it.
Yeah, because most of them, they be real conservative, bland.
They got the crazy chicken, colors no on the seasoning. Outside of the cars and the inside. Yep.
Bake the chicken too long, type dry in the middle.
Yeah, big white man mode with the chicken, man.
Come on, man. We want that.
Big
we want that Thanksgiving turkey.
Mode. Yeah, we want the extra seasoning, man. You coming from the wrist with the driplets on the top of the, you know what I'm saying, skins.
100%.
Let that skin get a little crusty.
Yep, and so it would make sense if you did get your cars from them. And they might get me back in the car game, brother.
We'll see, brother. Hey, listen up.
neither one of us ever owned Astons.
That's what one of them never had, or I had no Bentley either. Definitely was thinking about neither. That too. But yeah, it was a dope experience, bro. Like going around that whole facility, getting that good treatment. You know what I'm saying? And one more time, shout out to Boogie. You know, relations up with that.
Absolutely.
That good understanding.
Boogie, that guy.
Yeah.
He was in my vlog too. So make sure y'all go over there and tap in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So it was a dope experience. The cars, and we went to that museum, had all those four GTs in there, like, man, it was too much stuff in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like I said, once again, it's already in my vlogs, so check it out. So it was a dope experience, but man, I ain't gonna lie, the motherfucker was getting on my nerves, though. One motherfucker was, though. When I was walking around and shit. God damn.
No, listen, free behind the camera, dying laughing. Listen, DC, you weren't there. It's the most hilarious shit I ever seen. You know what I'm saying?
It was crazy.
And I was dying. You know, my wife was there too.
Shout out to my wife, Jack.
She was rolling.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Oh, we was cracking up. I said, baby, look at this shit. The dude followed three around the entire time, taking pictures of him. Hey, man.
Say it, man.
He might be one of them guys, bro.
Might be a goddamn turbo. I don't know. But it was like, because the nigga Boogie told him to take pictures of me, right?
But wait, hold on.
But it was just do it inside the damn, in a dealership. He followed me the whole time.
Why was he calling you beautiful and all that, though?
He ain't calling me no beautiful. He said that was beautiful. He ain't calling me no beautiful, nigga. Nigga had been dead out that back.
Oh, Lord!
And he said that was beautiful. That was beautiful. It was weird, though. You know what I'm saying? You just skipping and going right to that part. God damn, you supposed to leave that. You supposed to put the motherfucking the crumbs to that pot, brother. Tell the story. You know what I'm saying?
But come on, champ.
It was crazy.
Now, DC, listen, let me tell you something, champ. He followed through around the entire time.
Facts.
Take a minute. You know, three don't like being told what to do. Right? First time, three legs like I said. Look at that, three said. Hey, come here. You, 3 Cent. You can tell me to come here and check. You hear this nigga?
It's crazy.
Hey, stay right here. Say cheese, nigga.
y'all know what the over exaggeration is. Let him just in. Come on.
And then he's like, cheese. Organic cheese. Coming soon. I'm actually coming up with my own cheese, organic cheese.
The nigga was weird, bro. Like, the nigga was like, yeah, come over here. Stand here. Okay, now walk. I'm like, who the fuck he's talking to? He's like, okay, you ready? Now go. I said, man, what are you talking about? He's like, walk over here. I'm like, and I walked. And he's like, okay, yeah, that was beautiful. The fuck is this nigga talking about? I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this nigga talking to me? Is he directing me for what? I said, hey, man, you know I got my own cameraman with me, brother.
His ass dying, dog.
He everywhere I went filming it, he got the B-roll.
He was in his face, too, with the camera, too. Like,
he got yeah. He got the B-roll. He got the A-roll. I got the B-roll. I'm in the back. I got you. I'm going to get you cinematic. I said, brother, I don't.
And he was trying to get through to do gestures and shit. They're like.
He's like, okay, now stand in front of the car right there. I said, fuck that car, man. And it's one of my favorite cars, the Ford GT 2023, the newest one. Cold.
Yeah.
He's like, man, stand in front of the car with me. I said, man, I don't give a fuck about that car, man.
You sure it was 2023?
The new one, the white one.
Oh,
the white one.
Was it? It was 2023. Yeah, oh, heavy.
That's a 2023 motherfucker. Hell yeah, nigga.
But that one fresh off the assembly.
They get them the third number every time.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said when he was in there.
It'd be the owner, boop, and then them.
Yeah, so let's get some understanding. Break it down for the Gaplin one more time where they get these Fords.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Because it's so quick of a talk, y'all might not have caught it.
Yeah, so Gaplin, they get. The third to fifth.
All the top levels.
All the cars, any car they want, basically.
Any car they want, but the most top level.
Yeah, so the new Mustangs, the new Ford GTs, whatever it is, they get the third number.
GT500s.
Yeah, like crazy.
Yeah.
And so they get every single one off the assembly line because they've been doing it for 67 years. They were like one of the first dealerships to ever distribute the Ford. So they got that plug. And the owner, and they pass it down from family to
generation.
Family.
Yeah, so generational wealth.
They plugged in with them. So it's crazy, all the cars they got there. It was just super.
The owner was one of the mechanics on Pimp My Ride.
Yep. Because they still, because right? Gaplin would start doing it at the end, the last few years, they was doing all the Pimp My Ride stuff.
One of the other brothers was supposed to get it. I heard some of the backstory type, but then the other one didn't want to be no part of stuff. Running the business is big, just wanted to live off the fruits of the labor type. Yeah. And the other one just took it over type.
Oh, that's
to my
crazy.
Knowledge.
Yeah, because the dude, Mike. From Pimp My Ride, works at that Gaplin. Yeah, yeah. He's still there.
When I first moved to L.A., I met him.
When I first moved to L.A. Yeah, shout out to him, man, because we actually worked on something, too. Yeah,
who do all the subs and all the stuff from Pimp My Ride, if y'all remember that show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The youngins, they might not. You know
they
mean?
Might not remember.
Yeah. Legendary show, though. That was, show was historical.
So, yeah, that it was just dope seeing all that stuff up close and personal, man. The GM, you know, he knew us personally. Yeah. And the crazy thing about it is when we first came in, he was just quiet, chilling with his wife, and he was like, boom. He was like, man.
White dude, black wife. Gotta, listen.
One of the ones.
Oh, yeah. He big.
Big white man mode.
Oh, the nigger them, though. Because he
big
black.
Big Caucasian, man.
But he black. He white, but he black. Yep. But he white black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Cool as fuck.
But he embraced both cultures.
But he embraces, man. And he's like, man, he came up to us. He's like, listen up. He said, my guy Boogie bring people in all the time. NBA guys, all these rappers, entertainers, all this. He said, I don't be knowing them. I don't give a fuck about them. He said, but I know you guys. I fuck with y'all story, especially Slim, where he came from, come out of prison and all that, becoming what he becoming. He said, then I ran into your video when a guy tried to rob you, beat him up and all that. I'm like, yeah, I fuck with this guy. So it's like crazy that you just never know who fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
For
this
sure.
is the GM of Aston Martin. It's cool to
don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
So when we tell you guys about networking and is your net worth. This is literally one of them situations. We got invited to this
RSVP.
Big RSVP. And we didn't know how much of a RSVP we was. We not knowing that. We knew Boogie fuck with us, right? The in between to the guy. We didn't know the GM fuck with us like that.
Yeah.
So when he telling him that we're coming, when Boogie telling the GM we coming, he's super excited. Rolled out the red carpet for us. We didn't even know it was that degree of red carpet he rolled out.
Factuals.
Till we got there, it's like it was basically all for us.
Yeah, we didn't know. Yeah, it was. We was that.
Right. It was 100%. Crazy, bro. Yeah. So it was super love, man. We had a great experience with that. So like I said, y'all might see us do more things with Aston Martin and in that dealership, man. Because
I look forward to the potential of what could be.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, the experience was legendary. Besides, dude following me around being a turd burglar, like. You know what I'm saying? God damn.
That was the funniest whole.
I'm like, nigga, get away from me, bro. He like, oh, man, my bad. I'm getting mad. I'm sorry. He trying to talk to Fareed. I said, man, I got a cameraman. We cool. He like, okay. Hey, get the fuck away from me. Okay, I'm sorry, brother. I'm not trying to be
out there. You got mentioned the one part, though, before you went that mode.
I went to that mode.
Yeah, before you went to that mode, there was a part where he said, ask to take another picture. He said, nah, man, I don't want no more pictures.
I did that at the Ford GT. That's what I did. That. He was like, man, you want to get in for the car, take a picture. I ain't taking no more pictures, brother.
He said, hey, man, I'm not one to be played with, man. Don't be playing with me
like that. I had to go there. And I didn't. I'm trying to avoid it at all costs. I'm trying to avoid to be the real three of the people establishment.
Dying.
And he ain't make it worse. He laughing. Ah, she laughing. Ah, ah, ah. I'm looking like, man, I'm going to beat the shit out this nigga here for everybody, bro. I'm going to have blood all on this Ford GT motherfucker.
And that nigga said, that's it. Beautiful. When he said I knew three was hot.
I look because at the same time, they right there heard it all. So it's a bloody roast. It's not just me and this nigga saying some weird shit and I could just roast them. Nah, it's the audience hearing this shit. Nigga talking some beautiful and all this extracurricular ass shit all next to me. And a nigga drunk too with the drink. This, oh yeah, he acting like he goddamn Martin Short Scorsese or something.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, he big goddamn Spike Lee with the filmery. Man, if you don't get your goddamn bottom of the barrel juice drinking ass up out of here, man, get away from me, man.
So what makes it so funny, there's a backstory that's not to this one, but a whole different story. It's a funny story. Can you tell them about when you was with Ron, you was with Killer? Y'all know Killer. I took my boss for riding my Hellcat. That's Killer, right? Shout out to Killer. Shout out to Ron, man. Can we tell the story?
Organic tail alert. Organic tail alert. Organic tail alert. Organic tail alert. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Organic tail alert. So.
What's up, Slim?
Facts. So, I'm already apprehensive of people like that because when I see somebody being weird or looking weird.
The people like what?
There's a, you know, turd burglar type. So it's like, I'm already looking at this nigga.
Come on,
like,
champ.
Like, what this nigga on? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we in the mall. We in Mall of America in Minnesota.
Biggest mall in America.
Biggest mall in America. It's a nice somber afternoon.
Harley Holman always repping, man. Yeah,
so
y'all
it's about
82 on.
Degrees. It's brisk. Yeah. Had a fresh workout. Got my tank top on.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Shout out to the North Side.
Me
man.
And my dog Rod, we going to the mall, go get a couple pair of shoes or something, whatever we doing.
Yep.
We walking in the mall. You know what I'm saying? And like 75 paces in front of us.
Okay, paces.
It's some, you know, androgynous individuals, so to speak.
Okay. Androgynous, you know, is a big word.
Yeah. You know, they play soccer with all with their best friends in the bed type.
Oh, well, how does that work?
They kicking and squeezing balls and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking like these niggas look weird, like they play on Prince's team. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Dave Chappelle,
like two of them type guys.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, these
Prince
niggas
is from Minnesota, brother.
I know. Shout out to Prince. I know him personally. Okay. Tell that story. I met him.
You did. Nigga, I think you told him before on the podcast.
He trying to get aggressive with me. I slapped his goddamn eyeliner.
You
said
you tried to slap when he was on the piano, right?
Yeah, about to slap his eyeliner.
We wouldn't have been friends, but I'm from Minnesota. That's one of the most legendary ever to come out of
Minnesota.
But it
was cool, so it ain't
why
you
gonna do that to him? You 6'6", he like 5'2". Why you?
We had an altercation. We nullified it. We shook hands as men.
Okay.
I as men. Him is who what he is.
Oh,
simple.
Shit.
And we went about our business.
Damn.
So what happened? So RIP, brother. I'm about to make it a little quicker, but a little quicker, nigga. You wouldn't. But anyway, so we walking in the mall and shit, and these motherfuckers, like two of them walking in front of us, 75 paces. So it ain't that far, but a little distance.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm walking, I'm looking around, look at this motherfucker. Look, I'm joking, like, look at this motherfucker, goddamn, blah, blah, blah.
Talking to Killer.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker, look at this weird type, man, fucking ballerina boot wearing nigga, goddamn, look like, you know what I'm saying, vampire, interview with a vampire shirt wearing nigga, you know what I'm saying, I'm going in on him. But I'm laughing is me and Ron on the chuckle, on the walk
right.
up.
You so think they heard you, they didn't hear you though,
they
right?
didn't hear nothing, it's too many paces, bro, because 75, now they're about 50.
But 75, that's pretty quick though, bro.
That's
it wasn't enough for you to escape the route of what you knew ain't coming.
The route was.
So how you know they didn't hear you type?
No question.
I know Rob was dying like,
it was way
loud.
Too far. It was 75 paces, bro.
And they could have they might not have heard your words, but maybe they seen the eye contact.
They probably saw the laugh and the look.
The laugh and the look.
I give them that.
Okay, because Rob, I know he was dying laughing.
Oh, was he?
And then I know you was looking and cracking jokes, looking hot.
I wasn't doing that. I'm just a little more, you know what I'm saying, a little more, you know what I'm saying, inconspicuous with the talkery.
Okay,
bro.
Okay.
But yeah, so they walking calm, they having their own little conversation. So we get closer. So now we're about 10 paces close.
Wonder what they were conversating about.
I don't know, probably something, you know, doing some daisies or some cotton candy or some shit. But listen, once we get about 10 paces close, you know me, I try to nullify the situation and try to, you know what I mean, keep it cordial.
Right.
So that little head nod.
Oh, so you said, what's up first?
Just like this, like boom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just getting like, what's up, man? Just being calm.
Okay.
I don't discriminate, but I might joke, but I don't give a fuck, really.
Okay.
But anyway,
don't discriminate, like, oh, never mind, go ahead.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
No,
don't go too far, brother.
No, I say you don't discriminate with friends, brother. I'm talking about, like, with people. You say hi to everybody. You don't discriminate with your highs. I'm trying to make it clear for you.
Yeah, yeah,
You got to make sure, though. Some people might not be, though, on the quick brother, talk.
If they don't know, God bless them. Okay. They retardation is
they might be
them.
Their first episode three.
I don't give a fuck what episode it is. They could be their first, last, nigga, fuck them. If they got some delusion in their brain on that, man, die slow and don't ever motherfucking grow.
Okay.
But anyway, so I'm passing this one on what's up, like the head. Not even aim no words coming on than that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Bow, bow. You know what I'm saying? And then.
What was it like?
Boop, bing. You know what I'm saying? So once you got. Now we close, like now you about from here to the goddamn camera. So right. Once I get close, I didn't see this. It was a slow motion now. Mm-hmm. I got to. Everybody close your eyes and think of this real quick.
Right.
It's in slow motion. I'm looking at him. I turn my head after that nod. I turn my head. Boom. Then as I'm walking, you still got good. I got a good solid peripheral vision, brother. Uh-huh. And the doctor, like, your peripheral vision is type Spider-Man.
Okay.
So I can see good all this shit
so
back here.
So you got
here.
Senses.
Man, what? Okay. So I can see all this shit back here, brother. So as I'm walking.
You can hear too, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So as I'm walking, I definitely can hear because it's the whoa. So as we're walking, they get by
see
my ear.
See, I set that up?
Yeah, so they brought right here, and then they hear, right? And I just see. Through my peripheral vision, because I told you it's excellent, I just see the motherfucker eyes go down to the foot and all the way up to the top of my head, like boom. You know what I'm saying? With the, you know that eyes got them.
So it was all the way up.
No,
like,
you know, buck, like your eye, buck eye, like, you know how them eye be buck. You know what type of eye I'm talking about, buddy. Hey, you know what type of eye.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued. The jig is up.
Big goddamn.
Big.
I didn't look at the eye. You know what I'm saying?
So you see this whole retina and pupil.
Man, I type saw the iris.
Oh, shit. You saw it in the back of the where iris. The cord was dangling.
Yeah, where the cord dangling to the brain. Mom was so buck-eyed. You know what I'm saying? With the mouth pooted up like a guppy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was full like.
But the head didn't go, just eye.
Oh, so it was, honestly, it might be worse.
Yeah, so it like this.
He, damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, all right. All right.
Come on, champ. What's up, Slim?
So the motherfucker like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I said it. And this is slow, because all this happened in about 0.2 milliseconds.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, about a point, no, 0.2, 0.5.
Okay, so you had no time for escape.
No
rerun.
Time. It was already like this. So I'm like this slow-mo, and I'm walking, and he like, and I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? This is in my brain. I'm like, nigga, looking at me. And then as I'm walking, I hear it like in slow motion like this. It was a deep voice too, like deeper than mine. It was like, tired it.
Shoes! Oh, Lord! The jig is up.
And the came from the gut.
So he said, tired it.
Yeah.
So he was going.
I don't know where he was going. I don't know.
The jig is up.
Nigga about to go to hell. That's where he's about to go. Come fuck it over here.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
But the nigga, bruh, it was like I said, it's 0.2 milliseconds.
Think
it was
You think he wanted you to hear?
He was in my ear, nigga.
So he wanted to tell you.
Yeah, he knew I heard him.
He wanted you to know what he thought about you.
But the nigga had to be
daddy.
So you know I'm 6'6". The nigga had to be like 6'8", nigga.
Oh,
slender nigga though.
So it's Magic Johnson's son.
Yeah,
it was
like
his son.
Might have been.
Oh,
so
damn.
The nigga wasn't no weak adversaries now. What? So you gotta know, you already know you fight. If you don't know, let me tell y'all something in this world, bro.
Don't ever do it.
Don't you ever in your life. Shout out to the whole community.
LGBTQ.
But I'm going to promise you, don't want to fight one of them motherfuckers. You beat the dog shit out. They got a different type of aggression with the fight. If you want to look at some fight, go watch them motherfuckers.
Because they've been fighting their whole life. They've been fighting themselves. They've been fighting the community.
Even if you win, like, what you fighting over? Domestic dispute? Is it, what's going on?
My team know each other.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? So you got to
like how they thought Dahmer and the dude, they thought they was together type.
Nigga was.
Wow.
He was faking. But you got to know.
Oh,
not the kid. The nigga
that got away. Okay, all right.
The nigga that got away got to get on stand like it is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, he died by it.
Yeah, he died by it.
Yeah, no, I ain't one of them.
Nigga in prison now. But yeah, bro, so like,
nigga, right where he want to be.
So nigga looked and said, tired it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. He got like a French accent. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was Portuguese at right. the end of the talk.
But he had something there.
It was some type of twang on
okay,
it.
Okay.
Tortured. Like, fuck is this nigga?
So, Gargoyle.
What about the dude that was with him?
The other nigga, boy, he just was just doing nothing.
He probably cut the back end look type.
Just, yeah, he probably just tried to look, yeah. try to get Keisha look or
something. He heard him say, tatted. He was like, let me see what he's talking about.
Yeah. He turned full head. Other nigga did like this, tatted. And the other one tried like this, like quick, like this.
Did you feel like the eye on the Keisha type?
Did you a quick look like this. I looked. Now, this the part that went to a whole nother spectrum of the, okay, of the whole talk shit. To me. So I looked, I said, fuck. So now I'm blowtorch, it's just smoke coming off me like, oh, okay. Cause it's my fault. I was roasting him from afar.
Right.
Playing around.
Instant karma.
Oh, it was instant. Yeah. So I can't get mad at him because this motherfucker got me. Yeah. And I knew I wasn't going to fight him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't I have my gun that. On me. If I'm going to do it, I'm just going to just air him.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to, bah, nigga, just dead. Yeah. Like, you don't play with me. I ain't going to get no altercation with him, motherfucker. Dangerous. Like, grab a wild boar. Yeah. Mother got them horns and shit. They yeah. got, I'm a lion, but they can
get you down.
Yeah, so let them go.
They more like water buffalo. Them buffaloes. You gotta come with the coalition.
You gotta come correct. Yeah. The strategy. This is what we're gonna do, brother. You get ball. You hit them in the back of the head with the motherfucking ballot. I'm gonna stab them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Motherfucker too wild. So like, I knew I wasn't gonna do that. But I just had to get some. But I just like, okay, just like that situation with you. When niggas, I was like, oh, that was beautiful. And I looked and I saw y'all heard it, so I'm like, that's a roast. This nigga got to go.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga. And I ain't doing no more pictures. What's wrong with this weird nigga? So with this situation, another level, because me and my dog Rob was walking up laughing.
Yeah.
So when they do the look, tatted, nigga do the laser eye with the motherfucking. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then I looked to my left, because that's a riot. I looked to see if he seen it or heard it. That nigga looked at me and said, running, nigga. I said, motherfucker.
They did that to the
damn.
I just looked there. I said, motherfucker, man. This nigga running down the mall.
They didn't do that to the
gargoyle.
Oh, God. They blowtorch me, brother. I mean, blowtorch Rob running down the mall laughing.
Running with the spray.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Three of them. I said, look at that nigga. I said, shit. Man. I called up to that nigga. I said, shit. Nothing. I ain't doing nothing. They got it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, that was a fucked up day. Like, you know what I mean? It just caught me so off guard, but it was totally my fault because I was talking shit trying to be funny, and I ran into shit that was funnier, man.
Yeah.
So
that's top level hilarious,
that
brother.
That is, brother.
That, that's definitely
one of the ones.
Stories.
Oh, that's big, goddamn.
So
organic tell.
Oh yeah, you got to drop the on that one
for sure.
So I got to reciprocate this, right? I don't even know if I told you this. I think I did, but I can't remember. I got to reciprocate this, man, because.
I remember one with the store.
Yeah.
Good so with then, jazz too, right? Break that down, because that was the good one. Yeah, nigga. Come on, give me something.
Hey, listen. All right. So
jumping this motherfucking kayak with me, man.
I'm coming. I'm right there with you, bro. Let's go, pause. Bro. I'm jumping.
Yeah,
I'm
no
jumping.
Homo sapiens.
Yeah, no, none of that.
No, you know,
don't get it misconstrued with the stories type. Right?
Don't get it fucked up.
Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? But guess what?
The jig is up.
I'm going to tell y'all the story, man. So, y'all know I did 4 years in prison. I ain't never had a motherfucker play with me. Ever, right? You know, and this is like, you know, in prison, you got the people that's on that type of time that try to pretend like they type straight, but then you know they really clapping buzz behind
it. They're doing it and getting done, so they feel like they cool.
Right. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they, you know what I mean? There's real verbiage for them type of understandings, right? But we ain't gonna get into all that.
Everybody,
you know,
relax.
Right. But the thing is, though, is they be thinking, like, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I know some dudes that have been in there 20, 30 years, you know what I'm saying, that they talk about it freely. You know what I'm saying? And this is where I learned not to judge people. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't the place you want to just be judging people. Nope. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to be around it. So you might as well, like, you know what I'm saying, don't be putting up your nose to motherfuckers, judging people, talking crazy.
Nah,
you're going to die.
Yeah, for sure.
You understand me?
Yep.
You're going to die.
Yep.
Prison's real. You know what I'm saying? So you got to let people just do as they business, and you just go about, do your time, do your bid, and that's their business. So stay out of people's business unless you want to die.
Super fast.
All right? So you don't judge people. So everybody talking freely, and it's normal in there. You got to normalize it, right? So there's people in there that do it, and they don't think they type for doing. It's crazy shit ever, right?
For sure.
And then they come back, they get free, And they be real street steppers, too. The people that you don't even be thinking that be on that type of time.
Real mashers. And then they stompers.
Got, oh, they got kids out in the free world. They wife come and see them on the weekends. It be crazy. But on canteen day, anybody that's there at the prison, you see that sheet go up.
Oh, yeah.
Come in with that bag.
And that smell, get that aroma.
You get that commissary.
Get that aroma of goddamn booty juice.
And then they cover it up with the Juba oils. You know what I'm saying? Mix the Juba oils with the lotion to smell oils. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Try to cover it up with the incense. Bro, we smell that goddamn booty juice everywhere, boy. You was going crazy.
So there was, and then there's the blatant ones, right? And then there's blatant ones, and then there's stepper ones.
Yep.
Right?
That's dangerous. They'll kill you about that.
Boy, listen, there's some steppers, you know what I'm saying, that's really on that type of side of that community.
Yeah.
LGBTQ.
For sure. Right? Shout out to them.
Shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, that they business. So, and then the ones right there, I'm talking about, like you said, 6'6", 6'8". 6'4", D's Louise, been there 15 years. A lot of, most of them ones, though, they be having
training
short.
Training Taekwondo. They know goddamn 52 block
they got,
technique.
They got a black belt, red belt, blue belt, yellow belt.
That, study the anatomy, how to poke your head in the vein and bust your whole arm.
Oh, yeah, to kill you with that one pokery.
Come on, man.
100%. Or there'd be ones I know personally that be violating niggas in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get to doing what you did, like making fun of them type, and don't then they going to prove a point to you.
Nah,
you
know,
not to you, brother, personally.
Yeah. So, hypothetically and shit.
Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Scrooge.
So they be on that type of time.
Right.
So long story short, I ain't never had nobody play with me in prison in my life. You know what I'm saying? And it goes as clear as day without saying I ain't, you know what I mean?
Right.
I ain't judging, but hey, you know what I mean?
So, that's all.
So it's safe to say when I first moved to L.A., right? I'm like, I heard the three of them story. This was back in Minnesota. Now I moved to L.A. I'm in L.A. I'm thinking I was by myself at that time. No, you weren't here yet.
I wasn't here yet.
No, you weren't here yet.
Yep, it's like.
Yep. I'm in my McLaren.
Yep.
Me and Jazz,
mm-hmm.
We at the gas station.
Because I was here, but I left.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You weren't moved here yet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You were just coming and going.
Yep.
Right? Flying in, flying out.
Yep.
Type. Right? King of downtown Minnesota at the time.
All praise.
Until you came King of downtown in L.A. type.
Had to do.
Excuse me. But me and Jazz, we in my McLaren. Right? And we had just got back from doing something. I forgot. We was running some errands. We stopped at a Shell gas station downtown L.A. We pull up. Normal day. We stop at this gas station all the time. You know, that out of the door.
One around the corner from Circle, that one at a time.
Yep, 100%. So, you know, and there's all sorts of people around.
A lot of traffic
over there. This is L.A. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to see anything and everything all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's normal to pull up and just see a little shit out of pocket. So we pull in, and I'm like, man, I needed my receipt for my taxes. This is when I was hosting all my receipts before I was logging them into my phone.
Right.
For our CPA and stuff like that, taxes
and
stuff. So I put my card in the pump. And then I said, print receipt. I'm done. I already pumped the gas and everything. I just need my receipt so I can log it in, give it to my CPA, do my taxes.
Right.
Said the paper was out of commission out there. So I got to go in the store to get my receipt. So it's all good. There's like a line of like 3-4 people. Right. I go in and I see this dude from that side of the community.
Right.
Big dude too. He like 6'4".
Okay.
Right.
Sturdy.
Yeah. Black dude.
Okay.
But fully out there, you see he's fully on that type of time.
Was he talking loud and shit, like flamboyant and shit?
Oh, it was flamboyant now.
Okay.
It was like one of the ones type, the want to be the women type.
Yeah.
So I instantly see him. I don't want to make no eye contact.
They're trying to get the distance.
So here's how you walk in the store, right? Boom. And then there's the register right here. And the line is like going right here, but it's kind of coming around toward the door.
Right.
He's like right in the middle of the line. So it's like right in the path. So I don't even want to wait in line. I make no eye contact, and I think I avoid eye contact. So, hey, the cashier was helping somebody already. I just interrupted everything. Rude.
Yeah,
hey, I just want a receipt for pump six.
But that raised the antennas up.
So he like, okay, I get it. See? So look, but type through the door. I type peripheral.
Oh, you already called
me. Come on, brother. I type so I instantly, redirect. Hey, receipt pump six, brother. Can I get the receipt, please, brother? Holding the hand out like this, just hoping they hurry up and give it to me. Just 360, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, just pivot.
Taking a tight minute. Next thing you know, as I grabbed the receipt, something told me, don't look to my right. Like, so as soon as he put the receipt in my hand, I looked to the fucking right. I looked down, this nigga gave me the whole bottom of the head like this.
Oh,
his head
shit.
Moved though. No, his head moved, champ.
Was it a deep breath with the head move?
I didn't even want to stay around to look, brother. Damn,
like
with
that?
Like Jeepers Creepers move?
Yeah, like he was on you like smelling the drawers. So
with the
yeah.
No.
The top. So he went down and came up.
Light skin one with your green eyes.
Mind you, Jazz in the car, right?
Yeah.
So I feel the Jeepers Creeper boot type coming on, right? So nigga, I looked to the right and I shouldn't have did it. I looked to the right. I caught him right when I looked to the right. Nigga was moving his way from my fucking feet to my head. And I couldn't even help myself. I don't know why it happened, right. But I just had to receive my hand. I said, no. Stop. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, champ.
It just flew out.
The jig is up.
I don't know what made me say the nigga I can help. He was too violent, bro.
No.
I said, no. And then I said, stop. Right? Oh, and then I just spit down to the store.
Black man.
So I instantly turn around, right?
Right.
Instantly turn around. Walk to the car immediately, right? Yeah.
No, stop. Stumped out of there.
I don't know what the fuck made me say that. I felt like I was just violated, bro.
For sure. That's what it was. That was a violation of the eye, bro. He did violate you. You know what I'm saying?
So listen.
God, because you was trying to avoid it.
Look.
Damn.
So, this is the crazy part. So as I turn around,
Mike just
said he was in the middle of the line, right? It don't end there, right?
It get funny, bro.
Nigga in the middle of the line. Either that cashier started moving really fucking fast, because, nigga, I mind you, I grab my receipt, I turn around, I'm headed to the car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get in the car and go. Nigga, as I turn around, I see a G-Squad, nigga, right? You know I'm going to talk to all my people. I'm going to sit there and talk to all my people.
Got to give love.
But, nigga, I'm trying to get this nigga the quickest talk, champ. Yeah. And if this nigga watches this video, he know he seen this dude I'm talking about.
Shout out to him.
So I'm talking to him, right? So he said, hey, tall guy. I said, what's happening, brother? So, you know, I'm trying to get in the car and go.
Right.
So he telling me, and he fucked with the campaign from the beginning. Like, man, I fucked with your story.
Oh, he went to prison. Full, goddamn.
Yeah, he went to prison. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm a good representation of the community that come in. It's no like question. A brotherhood of motherfuckers to go to prison because only we can relate to us.
Yeah, they got to have a motivation, got somebody to see they could get out and be somebody.
100%. You know what I'm saying? So
locked up.
And he was in that. He had just got out of the joint in California.
Right.
So I'm like, man, I'm talking to him, and I'm like, I can't expedite this conversation because he's showing so much love and gratitude for our path and that which we took. You know what I mean? So I said, I'm talking to him. I'm right in front of my McLaren, bro. So like, mind you, I'm on the far right, the one closest to the street and the curb.
Yep.
Right? I'm on that one. So I got my door up, right? As soon as I'm about to get in the door, I see him. So next thing you know, I'm talking to him in front of the McLaren. So my door is up, and then I'm right in front of my McLaren, right? And I'm facing my McLaren.
What, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And he's like facing. Right. So here come the dude coming out the store. The one that just did the eye look from head to toe. Right. I told Noah stop too. Right. Nigga come out. I'm making sure I'm gauged in with the G Squizzle like this. Yeah, man. So just tell me more. Right.
John, we can't. Ain't no break in between the talk. Try to lock
in. No, none. Right. I leave no room to come in and try to talk to me about anything. Next thing you know, but I'm in front of my car. Jazz is in the car, right? This nigga goes to the door that's up, and I hear him like I'm talking to the G Squizzle, right?
I'll get ready for this part. And this is the gay guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he walks to your car.
He walks to my car.
And is her door up too?
No, her door's down. But he walks to the door that's type open. That mine's okay, is
so
open.
Yours open,
right?
So on your side,
yes. Door all
and
the
you're in
vertical.
Front of the car.
Yes.
And he goes
talking
to the
G Squizzle.
Okay, okay, your door's up, you're in front of the car, and he comes to the side where your door is up at.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
But we're
okay.
Right in front. So right. He goes to Jazz, and he says.
He look in the car.
No, but mind you, before he goes there, I see him. Like, you know, you see that peripheral that you're talking about.
For sure. It's
he keeps trying to, like, you know what I'm talking about? Make eye contact type.
Yeah, trying to throw
I'm like
cues,
this. I'm just locked in like this. But I see the peripherals.
Trying to throw that pebble pew up.
Trying to spray, you know how they spray on the trees?
Yeah, to get them endorphins bumped. Nigga, this ain't that type of party. Nigga.
So I'm talking to the G-Squad dude, right? Next, you know how you talking to somebody talking to you, but you listening to some guy's conversation over here?
Yes.
I'm listening. I'm like, this nigga better not go over here and say nothing to Jazz. No crazy shit, right? Because
right.
I don't know who this dude is.
He might be a fan of Jazz. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but I got an eye on him as I'm talking to dude, though, right? Next, you know. This nigga, he has like a drink. He came out the
Was he drunk? Was he on the liquor?
Man, I have no idea. I wasn't trying to pay that much attention to find out. Listen,
right.
But he came out, he had a drink. It was like in a bottle, and he had a straw in the bottle.
He got some wine.
Right? Man. I have no idea, sir. Could have been lead, could have been liquid hair on. I don't fucking know what was going on.
God,
but then next thing you know, He's like drinking it. I can't even imitate the shit. Like,
was it under handcuff drinkery?
No, it was like he had the bottom of the bottle type, yeah, the but then type trying to find the straw with the tongue type while he's talking to Jazz.
Oh, yeah, shit. Like,
shoosh!
Sorry, this nigga say this to Jazz. Nigga say, that's you, right? Look, mind you, he's trying to find his straw with the tongue the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time, right? Trying to, for some reason, I don't know why he couldn't find the fucking straw.
Was the eyes bucked and unbucked?
They was bucked, brother.
Yeah,
they was bucked.
So trying to find the straw, eye bucked.
So look.
So that you?
Yeah. So look, he look at, he like kind of facing me, kind of facing Jazz, right? The nigga, me and Jazz laugh about this shit all the time.
Oh, I know.
He's trying to find the straw with the tongue type the whole time. Nigga, it ain't that hard, brother.
Can't do that gesture, yeah.
Crazy. No, come on, Champ.
That's a different gesture.
Come on, Champ.
Nah, man. You got, everybody got to.
Relax.
Oh, they got to.
So, next, you know, he said, that's you? Next, she said, yeah, that's me. You know what I'm talking about, me or whatever. Yeah. Then next, you know, he finally grabbed the straw with the tongue and was like, did like the little smack and said, girl. Like, I said.
Skirt!
So, bro. So, at this point. Do it again.
Type week.
Come on, Champ. Come on. Yeah, electricity chair, man. The electric chair, brother.
Death row.
So listen, man. Dude, wait. I didn't even hear what the fuck dude saying to me no more. I didn't.
Because you're not your shit.
I'm not even. Bro.
Yeah, you out this earth.
So why are you wilding like that?
Way to the extreme.
Nigga, I just.
Because he know, nigga, what's up. What? You want to fight, he want to fight too.
No, go, I ain't going to fight.
I know.
Listen, that goes to, we go double back to this. So that goes back to a fullback story in prison. So when I was in prison, you leave them people alone.
Yeah.
All right? Because one thing I learned and I found out is a lot of people, like the ones that be doing that shit and they don't think they type like that and then they get back out and they think they straight, there's some delusion to their brain. That means there's some retardation and there's some chromosomes missing.
They went through a lot, man.
Right, so they went through a lot. So you got to understand, their whole life, they probably been fighting with themselves and fighting with others about them being themselves and feeling like they can't be themselves.
Right.
So when you go that route with them and you think you about to prove a point to them, let me tell you
Tasmanian
something,
Tasmanian devil.
It's the most Tasmanian devil now. The most crazy spinnery with the salivating at the mouth. Yep. It's going
to
be everything.
To the end.
And if you don't knock them out with one punch, you lost. Sorry.
And then, like I said, at the end of it, they're going to be like, what was the...
Yeah, because it looked like it was personal.
See, that's why you just leave them alone.
Just leave them alone. Yeah. And let them do their shit and let them handle their business and be cool with that. You know what I'm saying? You just stay on your side.
There ain't no discrimination. Once again, let's reiterate that. We ain't got no problem with nobody getting... It's just a situation that throw you off when you like catch you off guard. Like,
facts.
The hell? So, yeah, so a motherfucker went in there and said...
I knew not.
You lucky girl.
Tight.
Damn. You got a good
tight.
One. Because if you did. Because
it was definitely.
Tight.
You weren't in his cows, go get him.
Tight.
See, I went too far.
Why you go that far? Come on, Dre. Don't even zap me, bro. Yeah, you don't even deserve this. You just deserve this.
Yeah. I was to the dome. Damn.
But no, so I knew not to say nothing. I knew not to say nothing.
Let it go.
I just looked at Jazz through the windshield. I just looked at her and said, and she's dying. She's dying laughing.
Of course.
You know, but you know, she got a lot of gay friends, like a lot of gay homeboys and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I done seen them.
And they cool.
Super cool.
You know, I chop it up with them, we friends with them, they cool, you know what I'm saying? But you know, this dude was just extra.
Well, when you holler at me and give me them extra intended, I just throw a nigga off.
That was too extra. That was too extra. And then you violating bro.
And then
like,
she heard it and she and talked to her and looking in the car and all that. Walked over there from the
door. I know up, put his poked his head in the door.
This is from that the gas station to the gas pump.
Bro, you got to walk like past three, four pumps to get over.
Then look in the car. And
all I wanted was my receipt, man.
That was crazy, bro. That's worse than mine, bro.
And you know what's crazy? Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that was
that's
crazy.
Why I had to reciprocate it for you.
I remember that story.
I had to reciprocate it for you, brother.
I remember that story. Because
my shit was definitely.
That's top, yeah. Because I know you. Did you? No way you drove home with music on. Then. You just said that.
No. No, you know, it was right around the corner from the house. Yeah, so it was the most crickets, and me and Jazz, but we were dying, though.
Of course, the laughter was unlimited.
But then if you start to dwell about it, it starts really disrespectful.
You gotta let go. You gotta listen.
It's really disrespectful.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you supposed to go there. Well, that was a regular dude doing some shit like that, and he would have slapped the fuck out playing with me.
No.
Talking crazy, like, nigga, looking at my car. Nigga, what you doing over here?
What are you doing?
But, nigga.
You better leave them alone.
Hey, boy.
So I said, and I learned that from prison. And the thing is, too, is like, one thing I also know, is that niggas like that, they gonna shoot their shot because at the end of the day, they don't know. Like, this is L.A.,
they
nigga.
Don't know.
So a lot of people, boy, be out here moving like how people was in prison. You'll never know if you shoot your shot.
They gonna try you.
They gonna try you, brother, because you might be one of them ones.
Yeah.
One of the ones.
That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. And it come with it. And I realized that over time. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And look at me. I'm a flamboyant nigga beard. I get that. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna try to shoot that shit all the time. It happens.
All the time.
It happens. Not all the time, but a lot.
You said all the time, bro. I'm trying to recant the statement now.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it pure. You know what I'm saying?
How many more stories you got for us?
Not many.
The God.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to
soften up the tone. Okay. Soften up the tone of the pop.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But once again, these just funny experiences. Yeah. We don't look down upon nobody.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That was crazy, though. I ain't going to lie. I knew, like I said, from prison, just leave them alone. You know what I'm saying? Don't even go back and forth. Nothing. Just let them have it. Right. You just got to let them have it, champ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I said, we got in the car. And the thing is you really shouldn't be that offended unless it's, you know what I'm saying?
But over time, we understand that it's just normal life. You know what I'm saying? That's like 12 years ago when this shit happened. So it's like, that shit wasn't normal as it is now. Yeah. Now it's just normal. Still, you still be like, come on, bro. But it's just, you know, let them
It's not normal to us for niggas to shoot shots like niggas shoot shots at women.
Yeah, it's
kind of crazy to think that another nigga look at us like how we look at a woman.
Because you think about what you thinking about doing.
That's crazy.
Now you're going to a whole nother level of thoughtery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And why you have me thinking like that? So now you got my, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you? You see what I'm saying? Like the thoughts you trying to, so what, who, where, what's going in, who doing what? So what the fuck is you, hold on, sir. You know what I'm saying?
It's out of pocket. And the part for me, where it was it got disrespectful when I thought about it, is like, you got to understand, bro. I did 4 years in Detroit. I never had no nigga play with me, champ. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like to be free, to be at my at that time the most top level.
And then motherfucker do it.
And then
choose.
Was a dream woman and all this.
What?
And it violates your.
And then the crazy part is like, hey, listen. She right there.
And he pulled her into the mix, too.
Yeah, that's you?
Yeah, you could have ended with
the
gas
station. The straw was the crazy.
That is wild.
What
the fuck? Yeah, and the cuffery and the looking, that's you? With the sound.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Hearing from the perspective, right, of Jazz, you know, and she got a lot of homeboys.
Right.
You know, that's like that.
She understood it, yeah.
She was telling me, like, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, crazy stories. Like, you know, where them niggas in shot, they shot. And they, like, she, like, best friends with a lot of these dudes that's on that type of time, you know? So, you know, they shoot shots at niggas that be having wives.
Of course.
Girls. And them niggas be going. Some of them niggas go, champ. They be reeling some of them niggas in, boy. You know what I'm saying? So when you hear that, you don't even take it personally. You're like, okay, he thought I was one of them guys. All right, you found out you're wrong, sir.
Remember I told you about the dude at Circa? Remember I said, this nigga tried to DM me with like a hit message?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Can we talk about that?
The jig is up.
We got to talk about the jig. I forgot about that one.
Black man.
Niggas is wild, bro.
Let's talk about that, please.
It's a brief one. It ain't the full goddamn. Funny, but it is funny, though.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, because we know we live the circuit, a big old building, whatever. They got a dope gym, like one of the best gyms you can have in a building.
Yeah.
So we work all the time. A nigga in there working out. Normal looking nigga, like they play in the league or some shit, right? Cool nigga. He knew Slim before he saw me.
No, he did. No, I never met him.
Y'all talked to Slim first.
I'm trying to talk.
Come on, champ.
So like I didn't
just take your loss, nigga.
Fact.
Take it solo.
I'm gonna take it. So I just see the nigga like, what's up, man? Just been passing. Oh, y'all be working out. Oh, y'all see, bro. Boom, boom. Just look like a normal nigga.
Yeah.
Then one day I just got like a DM, and it was like from the nigga DM, but it was like, you know what, one of them hidden messages that disappear after you look at it.
Right.
No, it was like at this time it wasn't hidden messages. Like you would send a video.
Yeah. Okay.
Where you could type the words.
Yeah.
And you would see it and it'd go away.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was like, hey, what's up, man? I see you in the gym, man. I want to see you after. Or some weird shit like that. And I looked at it. I'm like.
And you was like, this is the dude from the gym.
Yeah, so I looked at the profile real quick. I said, that nigga that be in the gym. He got a wife, kids, and all that. I think, what the fuck this nigga on, man?
Yeah.
This nigga on that type of time trying, nigga.
You see?
And then after that, I go down there. After that, banish that nigga from even thinking I exist. So I see that nigga is like. You know what I'm saying? Every time I see that nigga, I be looking at that nigga like, you despicable ass nigga, man. Because this nigga got wife and kids, but in this motherfucker, I'm looking at that nigga, and then he on a barbecue with his kid. I'm like, this nigga out here, you know what I'm saying, getting tossed up, man, getting that swordfish filleted, man.
Strong
this dude, man. Niggas is wild, man. So that's why they be doing that shit. Be normal niggas, wife, kids, families, and Different world, bro.
That's worse. That's worse than
that was crazy.
That's worse than what
that, that was crazy.
He was type trying to saute type.
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing.
The jig is up.
Okay. All right. You ready to die laughing? This that was recent. Crazy. This was recent.
I got my stomach hurting again. Goddamn.
All right. Hold on. Let me get some. I'm parched, brother. Hold on. Let me get some water, bro.
Woo. Shit, got my head hurt talking about these things.
I got to get some more before I tell this
story. It's for my people, man, because I know y'all out there had some experiences, man. So
for sure.
Make sure everybody comment below and tell us your personal experience like that. Because listen, once again, man, it's just funny shit happening in life. Don't take it personal.
For sure.
It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate nobody. Now, I ain't been mad at them people, you know what I'm saying, for doing that shit. It was just funny, you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
But I know y'all got some experiences, too, so y'all comment below, let us know.
Okay. For sure, please do that. Make sure you go to Apple, get his 5 stars.
Yeah,
this is five star talk right here.
Especially, I know you motherfuckers in Atlanta. I know y'all got plenty.
And we
got
to read the reviews at the end. After this story, we'll read the reviews.
Got to get the love.
Okay. Now, this one, this was recent, boy. I'm talking recent, nigga.
Like yesterday.
No, not yesterday, but weeks, month type.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Nobody knows this now.
It's a good one.
Other than Mac, my dog, Jackson Properties.
Shout out to Mac.
And you're going to know why only he know is Jazz. So I got my real estate license, right? September. It's now October 2022. Got it. September.
Congratulations. On that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Legendary.
The jig is up.
There we go. But the jig is definitely up with what I'm about to say. Yeah. And this is getting full transparency because this was a self-infliction of a roast.
You walked right into it. I created it. Okay.
Okay. You ready for this, boy?
I'm buckled
ready to
down.
Die laughing? Y'all ready to die laughing at home? Huh? Y'all ready? Okay. So I get my real estate
top
license.
Of the mook.
So I'm telling Mac, we coming up with a blueprint of how I'm about to, you know what I'm saying, get into these $100 million cribs and all the shit niggas be seeing on YouTube, right? So, you know, I'm going through the prison script move, the slim motherfucker, copy paste motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
And then switch up names a little bit, send another DM. So I'm going for all the head honchos.
I remember you telling
Josh,
you doing that.
Altman, all them, I told you all them, right?
Yep.
So I'm hitting them up. Hey, man, what's happening? They're trying to tap in. So me and Mac, we in the car. So I'm showing them like all the people I DM'd. Right, that's in the real estate world that I kind of want to like see what they got going on and how I'm going to tackle this real estate in this market, right? And coming up with a blueprint, which I got a top level mastermind blueprint coming up for y'all. But before I figure that one out, in order to get to this one, I had to go through this shit. I'm showing Mac all the people I DM'd. We're sitting in the car. This was after we went to, he had just sold a property. Shout out to my dog, Mac and Sarissa. Jackson Property. Make sure y'all tap in with them. And they just dropped some vlogs and some content on their Instagram. So,
sure did.
And they just sold another crib for like $2.6 million.
I see in the trading too now.
Yep. They're killing it. Yep. Yeah. He's doing the trading. Yep. On his story. So make sure y'all tap in with that. Yeah. He made like, on one pool, he made like $3,500 a day.
Yeah, I saw that.
In that one day.
I saw
that. Yep, 100%. He killing it.
Yep.
But yeah, so me and Mac, we always talk about business, right? And y'all got to have friends like that because I do that with three. I talk about that with all my inner circle people. It's always business. How are we going to make the next move the best move, right? And we was in the car and I'm showing all the DMs, right? So all these people, they are all people of stature, right? $3 billion in real estate sold, $9 billion in real estate sold, $200 million in real estate sold. So heavy hitters, you know, I'm top. Come on, man.
Top of the mook.
Top of the mook.
You don't go right to the top first.
Every time. You know what I'm saying? So let's get some understanding. I don't need all you motherfuckers to hit me back. All I need is one.
Man.
The jig is up.
So what the niggas? So God like 9 billion real estate.
But, grab my shoulder hard.
So look, so I show Mac. I'm showing them everybody, right? So I don't even know how to say this, brother. This is the funniest shit ever.
Let's let it out, brother.
So 9 billion dude hit me back, right?
9 billion.
9 billion dude. He said, hey. He was like, so we usually don't take on... like new real estate agents, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can see if there's synergy and congratulations on what you've done with your YouTube channel, different things like that. You know, and it wasn't nothing, no funny style, right?
Right.
He was like, we can see if there's synergy there, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe like iron sharpen iron kind of thing, like, you know, like how we usually do with dealerships and shit, right?
For sure.
Iron sharpen irons. So next time I'm like, yeah, for sure. And mind you, you know what I'm saying? You know, you moving, you know what I'm saying?
Just quick.
So the next thing you know, I'm like, yeah, for sure. So I'm like, you know, everything's always in person, right? So I'm like, yeah, I said, for sure. You know what I'm saying? We meet up at lunch, you know what I'm saying? And we can.
Oh, you want to go to brunch?
Yeah. So I said, yeah, we meet up at lunch, talk some business. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And we can, you know what I mean? Boop.
Lunch or brunch?
Lunch.
Okay.
Right? So I said, yeah, that's morning type. So look, I said, yeah, meet up for lunch and we can talk it out and see how we can do business, right? So next thing you know, he reads it, don't reply, right? Okay. So next thing you know, I'm like, okay, nigga, back, whatever. Now I'm being another real estate nigga.
A busy man.
Yeah. So I'm following them too, right? So next thing you know, all the people that I tapped in with, I was following them, right?
Got to.
So then next thing you know, I'm telling Mac, I'm saying, hey, bro, dude, just hit me back. We in the car.
You Mac showing said, Mac.
So Mac like, nigga, smart move. You know what I'm saying? Because it's $9 billion nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, Next thing you know, me and Jazz, I'm on, it had to be like 3 days later. Me and Jazz on the way back from somewhere. Max, oh, he has sold that house, right? He has sold the house. And then I've been kind of under Max's wing as far as being with him and understanding how the real estate market is going and everything, right? How he sells a house, giving the keys, making sure things are done with the house, making sure all the T's and crossing the I's are dotted, right?
Yeah, shadowing
now,
type.
Because you're shadowing, now I'm in this world.
Yeah.
So we leave there. Me and Jazz headed back to the crib. We on the highway. So me and Jazz talk about something. And then next thing you know, I'm on my phone. I ain't gonna lie. I'm driving and I'm on my phone.
Multitasking.
No, I'm multitasking. Yeah. Listen, nobody do that. It's not good for you.
No, it is.
So next thing you know, I had just watched your story, right? Seeing what you had going on. I'm like, all three out here going crazy. Me and Jazz talking about it. And then now, it just folded over to the next story. Don't you hate when IG do that? When it just goes to somebody else's story
right.
You ain't want to watch their story?
Right.
Yeah. So I did that. But then it was the real estate dude. So I see his name. So I'm like, oh, okay, let me see what we got going on. And it looked, he was in the Bay.
Okay.
At the Golden Gate Bridge. Right? And it looked like he was with his brother.
Yeah.
Or one of his partners.
His broski, yeah.
Then he did like a reel, right? And it was him doing, it was holding dude's hand on the second joint.
Mm.
Kissing dude tight. Oh. All this other stuff. My heart dropped my ass. Listen, let me tell you something. I said, so I paused it. Jess said, I was talking, me and Jess was talking, me a conversation because we was talking about what she was doing. Next thing you know, I put my thumb on it and stopped the story. I said, no. And she said, what's wrong, baby? I said, look at this. I said, you think he get?
Right.
She was like, she looked, instantly started dying. Because mind you, when he hit me back, I'm showing Jazz too.
Right.
Right? So
you
I said, yeah.
He meet up and all that. He wouldn't have the rendezvous with you.
Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Screw.
He
roasted myself. The nigga, fully that.
Yeah.
But he was one of the dudes that like come off like a straight dude, right. But really.
Yeah.
So, Arnie, you look at his IG. You don't.
So he was with all that.
So he shared this nigga's reel, who's his man's.
Right.
And then put it.
Oh man, put it out.
Hey,
there.
I'm gonna keep. Hey, listen.
The jig is up.
I'm gonna keep it funky, champ. Hey, shout out to LGBTQ.
Yeah, of course.
But I clipped that nigga. Unlike listen.
Everything. Every like you had, every comment. Goddamn, delete everything. The abort mission. Abort mission. Abort mission. Abort mission.
I'm going to tell you how traumatizing it was. It was the biggest abort mission now. I pulled the plug on everything. Let's take my life back to the comments, nigga.
Yeah. Got to.
I sent the motherfucker.
You know, I sent that motherfucker delete blocks. Make you unfollow, follow me. Every day. Abort mission. Abort mission. Abort mission.
So look. So I'm just giving y'all transparency. This is real shit. I fucked up bad with this one. Look.
That nigga ready to meet
I told Jazz back, I said, I ain't never going, this is just no motherfucking body.
Yeah, for sure.
Now I'm missing it to the world. I'm but on the podcast. We give it the real.
You got to get it real.
We give it the real. I fucked up bad.
You got to do your due diligence on
you know how you say, like, you be moving fast and you DM them?
All
you
the time.
DM the couple?
I done did a few times. Hell yeah, boy.
I never had done that.
Full conversations.
And look, you know, I'm being judgmental with you. Nigga, you moving a little too fast. You might have said, come on, champ.
You got to relax.
Come on, champ. Yep.
That's how I always looked at you when you said, come on, champ. You moving. Come, you ain't moving that fast.
Yes, you are.
Shit me.
It happened at any time.
So listen, I gotta get a shit me button on here, DC.
Shit me button.
Shit me.
Yeah,
listen.
You gotta be, gotta do your due diligence, bro.
Three, listen, I told Mac. So I said.
So he was instantly ready to meet up with you, huh?
No, he didn't DM back. So I said, maybe he was like, oh, this nigga might not know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he never DM'd me back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I hit him again, was like, yo. Because I was like, yo, if a phone call,
you were trying to put the pressure on him.
So I hit him again. I said, mind you, after that, because I waited like a day, he ain't back. I said, nigga, I'm trying to get this real estate shit going.
Right.
So I hit him back. I said, yo, what did I say? I said, oh, if that's too inconvenient type, we can hop on a phone call. I'm just trying to pick your brain. You know what I'm saying? You know me, brother. Come on now. I'm going for the money.
Oh, for sure.
You know, every time. And I'm going to go top level with this shit.
Got to.
Damn. He read it again, didn't say nothing. So I told Jazz, I said, he must have been like, oh, okay, this nigga must not know.
Yeah, let me show
right? him. Maybe within his world of people that know him,
right?
Maybe they everybody type know.
Right.
Right? So he probably assumed like, but this is the part that fucked my brain up. I said, there's a nigga out there in the world who probably think, like, nigga, this nigga DM me, you know what's up.
Yeah, you tried him. You know what I'm saying? You tried him. See, but at the same time, you gotta realize this too. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga think I was going to.
He thought you was hollering at him. But you know what I'm saying? That's
that
why.
Shit bothered me. I ain't gonna lie to you. That shit bothered me for a minute. I said, what? I couldn't forget myself. I said, how did I not know?
Yeah.
But I'm telling y'all, if y'all see this, I ain't even gonna outdo it like that. But it's like, if you see you,
yeah, look, but it's all right, bro. You know you was doing business.
Damn. But no, champ. Dude ain't have no type of understanding what it looked like it was type going that way.
So what happened was you thought that he thought you was hollering. That's why you retreated.
I mean, it was the lunch part where I said, nigga, I had no idea.
Right. So the lunch and all that. So you thought you retreated. So, yeah.
And it's L.A. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be fully wived up, having shit going on. And then niggas be dipping in other baskets, champ.
Yeah.
Not this one.
So you try to
beat the curve. He's probably like this big tall black one.
Yeah, so you try to just beat the curve like, nigga, I'm not on that. I'm just trying to do real estate, brother. I would do real estate, but I don't know. Now the message crossed up.
That's why he didn't hit back, though, because I think he probably was like, this nigga must not know what's going on.
Yeah, the message just got crossed up, so he just jumped off.
He must not know what's going on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not in your world, brother. I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? It was just copy, paste, switch name, type, get some understanding.
Yeah, I'm just flying.
I'm just flying, brother. Yeah. Trying to make some shit. I'm trying to turn nothing into something.
Yeah, all the lunch and all that.
But not at any cost, though, brother.
Yeah, you ain't doing that.
So, yeah, that was a funny.
Yeah, that's
hilarious. I had to share with y'all because that was a brutal one. I never even told you that with Champ. I was so fucking embarrassed.
It happens, bro. Like,
and you know, that's crazy if I don't tell you something.
Yeah, that is hilarious. But like I say, this stuff happens all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
said, what? Listen, I called Mac. I said, bro, mind you, being back, it was just the day before. We was talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? Because if we could figure out his blueprint and what he did with the 9B, mind you, hey, you can do what you want to do, 2022.
For sure.
Right? But I wouldn't have went about it that way. Like, if I had seen him and we was, like, at an open house or whatever.
And yeah, that DM is more like you trying to be secretive, so it just looks like.
See what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Come on, brother.
Keep it G.
I know what you mean.
Right.
When you do DMs.
But I ain't got a problem with who he is and what he do.
It'd been no problem to do real estate with him. You know what I'm saying? But if you're coming that way, talking some lunch, and it's the DM, it just look like something more than what it is. Like, dude trying to DM me in the gym, it just look like, nigga, what you want?
But he directly was caught. That was a direct attack.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what people they be thinking, because motherfuckers are more elaborate when they got wives and husbands. They try to be sneakier with the...
Hey, let's talk business. And then you might be thinking, see, that's that bullshit.
Let me obliterate all mission. I get it, brother.
Retreat, man.
The jig is up.
Retreat. White towel, big Apollo Creed.
So look, I called back. I said, I do the same shit I tell you. I said, you ready to die, boy? He like, what's up? I said, hey. So you know, I had to pull him into the dark side with me.
Oh, I
said, hey, remember when we was looking, remember all the people I was copy pasting in the message or whatever?
Uh-huh.
I said, hey. I said, did you say you did the same? He was like, yeah, yeah, for sure. $9 billion in real estate. There's a lot to be learned there. You know what I'm saying? I said, check your DMs.
Jig was, man, come on, man.
The jig is up.
We got to get back on the podcast. Yeah, I told him we got to come back up here.
Shout out to Matt.
So you can hear inside this story. So I called, but it's going to go just like this. I said, check your DMs, champ. He said, all right, hold on. So he checked. And I just hear crickets for a second. This nigga said, no.
It was big, goddamn.
I said, yeah, brother. I had a real unit, make sure.
Yeah, so you got to taste too.
You got to come on, brother.
They got both of us, brother. We caught.
Mac was like, bro, you don't even look like that. I said, okay, cool. So it ain't just me, brother. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
cool. You in this web, too.
Yeah, you out here with me, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to him. What's his name, brother? Shout out to his real estate
coach. No, I don't know. I fuck with you. Because it might look like I'm type of attacking, dude. I ain't got, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
It's just a
delivery, how it went about, just looked crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's another play on the social media part. Like, when you're in social media, them DMs and stuff are just different than just regular talking and running to people in real life. So that's just that scenario. It's crazy. But
I'm going to tell you how much it bothered me, though, champ. I don't know what else nobody else had going on. Everybody else that I DM'd that same message to.
Get them out of here.
Oh, I clipped them all.
Right.
Took back all the messages.
Had to.
Because I don't know which ones. It's already bad enough that happened one. I don't know if there's any more undercover type understandings.
Right.
I aborted the mission all the way completely. I
had to find a new route. Look.
On everything.
Predator, I'm down bad. Hit the detonator button.
What? Boom. Oh, yeah. Let's explode. I failed the mission.
Yeah.
Self-detonation.
Can't get this technology.
Took them all back, brother. Unclipped everybody. I said, no, sir. Okay, so we need to find a different way to climb this mountain because this ain't the way.
It's over.
Because there's too many inconspicuous mooks in there.
Yeah, you got to meet people in person, bro.
Yeah, that's what it had to be. So I said, okay, it's all good. But you know, you're trying to use your platform. So social media, you're trying to use your platform.
Show them that. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm somebody too. I'm blue checked up. Not only am I blue checked up, it ain't no false blue check, but right. I also got real shit going on that I've been going on for the past 5-6 years, and now I'm transitioning to something new.
Right.
I'm trying to be around the people that, like, I see really winning and got some understanding and created a blueprint, right? Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to follow winning blueprints.
Makes sense.
So I followed all the heavy hitters that was doing it.
You didn't do nothing wrong, brother. It's just how it went
But it's
about.
Fucking funny, though.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You just never know, brother. You got to be careful when you go on them DMs, people. So anybody out there, you know, do your due diligence on people. Them girls, you thinking girls be boys. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's a dangerous world.
Yeah, man.
It's a dangerous world we're living in now in 2022.
Go through, you got to see baby pictures.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got to see all that. Go deep, nigga. For real. Save yourself the embarrassment. But what episode is this, man?
Episode 92.
Episode 77. Highway to Heaven. Episode 48. We living great.
100%,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? We up out of here, man. It's the top of the hoop, guy.
That's it.
40, God damn it.
Episode 49. We almost 50. Come on, champ.
Help me, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But, episode 49.
Hey, speaking of real estate, anybody that's out there in real estate in California, man.
Holla at me.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all got something going on or trying to get something going on with the real estate and different things like that, you know, hit up me and my dog, Mac, at Jackson Properties. You know what I'm saying? Follow us both on Instagram and then DM us. Let us know what y'all got going on. You know what I'm saying? Because the real estate game is always something I've been wanting to get into for a long time. And that's why I got my real estate license out here, you know. And it took me a while. That shit was hard as fuck.
Yeah, no
joke.
You
know what I'm saying? DC, your wife got her real estate license too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to shout out? What's her name? There y'all go. Make
Kelly
sure y'all tap
sells
in.
Luxury. She just do the big houses, the cool houses.
Yeah, that's DC Composure. That's his wife. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a hard situation to get into. You know what I'm saying? Your wife actually got her real estate license in Atlanta, L.A.
Georgia, Florida, Cali.
Yeah, four places.
Oh, them are good places.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard. You know what I'm saying? I actually want to get into real estate in Hawaii, too. That's another conversation for another day.
What about Vegas?
I don't really got that much interest in
it's
Vegas.
Like light, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I just like go for the places that I like. Like, right, you know, like real estate, I want real estate in Minnesota.
Yeah, Hawaii. I'm definitely going to get a crib
and definitely
Hawaii.
LA. Obviously, I already own big property out here. You know, heard that one.
Yeah. Big property, too.
Big owned property out here, man.
Big M-ball type.
Oh, type of understandings. Give or take.
Let me get these shout outs on the
Yeah, for sure. But while you're doing that, though, anybody that's doing the real estate, DM me at Tall Guy Car Views. Links below in the description. And let's talk real estate, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm hitting up all the G Squizzle, and I'm trying to hit back everybody as much as I can. And even though I don't even be active like that on Instagram, my DMs are endless. You know what I'm saying? So hit me, holler at me. You know what I'm saying? And let's talk real estate, man. Let's talk big business. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some business a booming. And if you got something going on, probably even get you on the podcast. We get some understanding. All right. So DM me at Tall Guy Car Views. But go ahead, brother. Five star Apple. Yeah, go give the stars Apple. Up, y'all.
We got guys at G Squad and Gargoyle Gang X3DX. He said, what's up, guys? Been watching you two guys since the first upload on Tall Guy's channel when he was using his iPhone camera. I'm a producer. And
now
I'm
using my iPhone again.
Yep, I love to let you guys use my beats for B-roll shots. It's a dream of mine to have Mr. Organic rap on one of my beats. Keep doing your thing. Follow me on Instagram at DEEX. Yep. Shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
DM me on Instagram, brother.
Appreciate your support.
Yep, send the beats to ball nothing else at yahoo.com, man. But we need more 5-star reviews on all the podcasts, man. And we definitely give you shout outs and read them. Go ahead and bump us up on that Apple algorithm. The biggest, best podcast in the game. It's top of the moot. We up out of here. Any other words, Slim?
Nope.
Fuck
I'll
y'all.
Let y'all next one.
Because don't get it.
Yeah. Damn, ear sweat talking that talk.
Top of the move, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.